listening to the Rainmaking Podcast. Hosted by high-stakes headhunter, author, and professional speaker, Scott Love.
You're listening to the Rainmaking Podcast. My name is Scott Love, your host and producer. Thanks for listening to this show. If you're in the business of getting business, this is the show for you. My own opinion on business development is more, better, and all. You need to get more business. Well, we don't know when the world is going to slow down, so you never want to stop continuing to build that funnel and looking for new prospective clients. You want to get better business, meaning you want to get organizations that believe you, that trust you, that reach out to you, that pay you on time or even early, that seek your opinion. That's better business. And then eventually all the business, you want to get all the business from those organizations. Or if they're super large, then you want to be the first one to be considered when there's a new project or a new matter that goes out. That's what I mean by all the business, more, better, all. And I try really hard to bring guests to you that help you really reach those goals of business development. My guest today is Charlie Chena. He is a veteran of the world of professional business-to-business sales. He's gone through the school of hard knocks, and he's learned a lot, and he's here to share that with you. And our topic today is presenting on purpose. How do you present yourself in a way that is unforgettable at the first point of contact? I know you're going to get some great ideas from Charlie today. We're going to put all of his information on the show notes, including his bio links and his contact information. Feel free to connect with him directly. Also, if you get a minute, please give us a nice 5-star review with some specific comments. That really helps the show out. I really do appreciate that. If there are any guests that you have that you want me to reach out to, please let me know. And as always, I'd welcome your feedback. If there's anything I can do better, please let me know. I'm always looking to kind of take it to a whole new level on this show. Anyways, thanks for listening. I hope you get some great ideas from Charlie today. Hey, everyone. This is Scott Love. I've got a good friend of mine on the show today, Charlie Chena from Las Vegas, Nevada. Charlie, thanks for joining me on the show. It's exciting to have you here today.
Glad to be here, man. Good to connect.
I know. We've known each other for a while. You know, we've gone out to dinner with our spouses. It's great. And it's great to have you here. And you're somebody I admire and somebody I look up to in terms of your expertise in sales. And regardless of what someone does professionally that's listening, you're in a sales business. If you're in the business of getting business, you got to know how to communicate to prospects and sell your services effectively. And today we're going to talk about presenting on purpose. How do you present yourself in a way that's unforgettable at the first point of contact? And Charlie, you're just an unforgettable person as it is anyway. So you've got an advantage.
Thank you, brother. You're good for my ego today. I needed
That's right.
So
tell us about your background. How did you become an expert on this topic of presenting on purpose and sales?
Well, through the school of hard knocks.
Yeah.
Right. And literally, I mean, so, you know, I didn't know it at the time, but, you know, growing up in Buffalo, New York, as a kid, you could cut lawns and, you know, shovel driveways and rake leaves and all that stuff. And then the other way to earn some money was to have a paper route. So I used to watch all these kids go to the corner house because the lady would get all the paper delivers to her driveway. And that's where all the kids, you know, in the Kenmore, Tonawanda area would pick up their papers and go out and deliver. And long story short, at 10, I used to watch this guy pull up in his car, right? He was 16 and he still had a paper route. So I finally went up to him. I said, well, why do you still have a paper route, man? You're 16. He goes, because it takes me 7 minutes to deliver. I deliver in Kenmore Towers. It was the only high-rise tower in the area. He said, I take the elevator to the 6th floor, and he goes, I go down the fire escapes. He goes, I'm out. So long story short, I said to the guy, I was probably, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 at the time. I said, well, how much do you want for it? He said, whatever, don't quote me, you know, give me $100. He goes, and the paper route's yours. He goes, I shouldn't be delivering papers anymore. So that was my first experience. I kind of bought this business. I bought this paper route, and I used to, you know, drag my papers through the snow. 4 blocks away was the tower. But once I got there, it was air conditioned in the summer and heated in the winter. And that's where I really learned how to knock doors. And then I got a second paper route, you know, down the street. And I learned that the more you introduce, the more you produce. I learned at an early age that if a guy told me no, that was okay because there was another door and someone would say yes.
Right.
So the more papers I sold, right? The more client acquisition, customer acquisition I got, the more money I made per week. And then when I would go to collect, because in those days you knocked on the door, I don't know if you remember growing up, but right, the paper boy would come to the door and say, you know, it's $1.05 for the week. If you got the paper on a Sunday, it was $1.50. And then you used to keep the change. So, you know, I'd pick up 50 cents or sometimes a guy would give me $5 for, you know, for the week or whatever. So I learned about, you know, gratuities and tips. So it sounds very entry level, but as I grew in business, it really helped me learn how to present, right? I didn't know I was doing it at the time. It really helped me overcome rejection. And it really put an instinct in me,
right?
Where ultimately, as I grew older, I said, wow, the more you introduce yourself, the more you produce. So that's why I say it's not about selling. It's really about presenting. It's about the art of the introduction and how in 10 seconds or less do you tell somebody who you are, what you do, what problem you're going to help them solve, what objection you're going to help them reach, or how you're going to make their life better.
That's great, Charlie. And I think you have that gravitas because you deal and you have dealt with sophisticated people when you're in the business that you're in of selling, whether it's the training platform or other businesses that you've been involved in. What do you think are some of the rules or some of the principles that you learned at a young age that apply today in terms of making that first impression?
Well, again, the art of human connection is key. The biggest question that you can ask somebody, whether you're, you know, a kid in grammar school, even like, you know, first, second grade, right? Whether you're a teenager, whether you're in college, whether you're an adult, whether you're a seasoned, you know, pro executive, the $1 million question in business is, hi, what's your name? Hi, my name's Charlie. What's your name? Right? We just got back from the National Speakers Conference. Well, I've been going to that conference now for, I don't know, 8, 9, maybe I can't even count, 10 years, right? That being said, if I did not know somebody, if I saw a stranger, right, as a sales professional, entrepreneur, business owner, the objective is to get attention and meet people and find out whether or not they are a prospect for your product or service. Now, you have to build a relationship, right, as you do that, right? You just can't walk up to somebody and say, hey, do you want to buy my, you know, my new mobile phone or this new, you know, gel pen that I invented? But my point is how do you present on purpose? How do you present yourself in a way that's unforgettable at the first point of contact? How do you position yourself where you become the only logical choice in your space? And then how do you profit by acquiring high-level clients? And then how do you nurture those clients to get repeat and referral business? And it starts at, hello, my name is.
Right.
And then someone's going to ask you, what do you do? And then that response is key.
Well, Charlie, you break it down into simple bite-sized pieces. You make it just sound so easy in terms of the process of starting from the very beginning to getting referrals. So tell me this, when we're talking with the prospect, let's say it's an attorney that is maybe on a Zoom meeting or through a trade association, however he or she gets the chance to meet with the prospect. Here's a C-level executive. And this is the chance to make that introduction. Should the focus be on himself or herself or on the prospect? What's kind of the ratio? Should we focus on ourselves? What am I going to say? Or should I focus on asking questions? What do you think?
Well, before you get on that Zoom, you must have done something correctly to pique that person's interest to get on that Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What I want to talk about is how do you get the person to get on the Zoom? How do you get on the person to meet you for a cup of coffee? How do you get the person to come into your office where you may give them a 30, 45 minute, 60 minute free consultation to discuss your services? Right. So if I came up to you and said, hey, how you doing? Which I did, by the way, I took you through that process when I first met you. If you want to go back now to the 6 or 7 years ago when we first met,
right,
I took you through the same process I'm explaining to you with the best intention, I might add, or you would have never done business with me.
Yeah, right.
Podcast. Right. So I said to you, hi, my name's Charlie. What's your name? And you said,
my name's Scott.
Scott, nice to meet you. What do you do? What do you do, brother? What do you speak to? Would have been my response. What do you do? What do you speak to?
So you're asking about me.
Right. And now, what do you say back?
You tell them what you do.
What do you do?
Yeah. I recruit partners for global law firms. I speak on rainmaking.
Right. I recruit partners for law firms, right? Or I empower law firms to hire the right attorney the first time so they can put money to their bottom line and decrease turnover, right? That's even more detailed where it's going to hit somebody between the eyes, right? But what most people say is, I own a recruiting firm, or I own a recruiting firm for attorneys. Well, that's very generic. Or I'll go to insurance conferences, and sometimes I'll speak at an insurance conference, and somebody, you know, I won't wear my lanyard, and I'll go out and say to somebody, you know, at a coffee shop or going up the escalator in the elevator, what do? I sell insurance. No, you don't. You don't sell insurance. You're not a chiropractor, right? You know, you don't do social media. So for example, if it was a chiropractor and someone said to me, what do you do? And I was a chiropractor, I'd say, I empower people to alleviate pain, increase flexibility, and ultimately and potentially increase longevity of life through a drug-free natural process. Again, I just gave you a mouthful.
That's great.
By design for your audience. But what I'm saying is, if I say I'm a chiropractor, nobody cares unless they're in pain at that particular time.
Right. That's right.
And if they are in pain at that particular time, they might not want a chiropractor because subconsciously they could say, I went to that other chiropractor and he was terrible and he screwed up my back. Right. Or they might say, I went to a chiropractor before and it didn't work, or I already have a chiropractor. Because the subconscious is always talking. But if you said to me, what do you do? And I said, I empower people like you, Scott, to increase flexibility, decrease inflammation, right? And ultimately and potentially increase life expectancy through a drug-free natural process, I may have your attention at that point. If you're a prospect, you're going to say, well, how do you do that? Now we're starting to have a conversation that converts.
It's interesting, Charlie. So we need to think through what we really do. I mean, before we're in front of clients, we need to think through what we really do. How would you do that? What recommendations would you give to somebody that's listening right now to really get to that point where they can figure out how do they communicate this to prospects?
Well, here's what people miss, right? When you meet somebody, the objective is to kind of sort, sift, and separate them as a prospect versus a suspect. Now that doesn't.
What do you mean by that? What's the difference?
What I'm saying is, you know, like for example, if you came up to me, right, I do a couple different things. I empower business owners, sales professionals, and entrepreneurs to increase revenue, client acquisition, and shorten their sales cycle through my three-step process. That's number one. Or if I know you're a speaker or a trainer for a company, for example, how would I know that? Because when I asked you what you do, you might have said, well, I'm a trainer for an attorney firm. What do you do, Charlie? Well, I empower trainers like you, Scott, and teach you how to create an online training platform that will help you recruit, train, and retain people long-term, ultimately helping you scale your business and increasing your bottom line.
Right.
Oh, really? How do you do that? Well, I have a three-step process. What's my three-step process? Well, I'm going to teach you how to present, position, and profit, or I'm going to teach you how to recruit, train, and retain. And then I'm going to break down those three things that I just gave you, right, with some clarity. Now, after I do that, you're either going to say, I'm interested in setting up a Zoom call, or I'm interested in coming by your office, or you're not going to respond at all. Well, if you don't respond at all, you just did me a favor. I sorted you, I sifted you, I separated you as a suspect. You're not going to buy my product, you're not going to buy my service, right?
Right.
However, I think you're a jovial guy. You're a kind person. You have kids. I have kids. We found out we go to the same trip. That doesn't mean we can't be friends, but I'm not going to spend time following up with you or trying to get an appointment with you. Then you come in my office for an hour, right? Just because I pressured you to do so, and you're a suspect and not a prospect. And now I've wasted my time. So when you learn how to articulate a power presentation and you present on purpose, right? It's very simple, but it's strategic. And you're sorting your prospects from suspects. And if they are a prospect, they're going to say to you, well, you know, how do you do that? What's your three-step process? And then when you break that down, they go, oh, that's interesting. Do you have a card? How do I reach you? Is your office nearby? And now you're setting up that second point of contact, which by the time they sit in front of you now, I believe you're 50, 60, or even 70% down the road to the sale or the relationship or that client acquisition, because you've persuaded them. You've pre-framed their expectations of who you are and what you do. Now, when you get that appointment, you're simply going to show them your products and services, help them connect the dots. And at the end of that, you should be at a yes or a no, or at least that much closer to a yes or a no that they want to do business with you.
So when you're kind of letting them segment which category they're in, it kind of takes the pressure off of you, don't you think?
Well, yeah, because what am I doing? I wake up in the morning and this is kind of something that I've coordinated in my brain. What are you supposed to do when you wake up in the morning? Well, companies advertise, companies get on Facebook, right? They do blogs. Why do they do it? They do it to get attention, right? Well, there's organic opportunities that are right in front of you every day. So let's talk about 5 days a week, right? Times 52 weeks out of the year, right? If you talk to five people a day,
yeah,
right? Five people a day times 52 weeks is 260 organic interactions. Hi, my name is, what's your name?
Right.
Right? Let's just say that half of them, and I'm being ridiculously high, half of them have no interest in your product or service. Now you're down to 130 people. Mm-hmm. Of that 130 people, let's say another half don't meet with you, but half do. Now you got 65, right? 65 mm-hmm. people that come to your office. Well, if you close 10%, you've got 6 to 7 new clients. If you close 20%, you got 14. If you got close 30%, you got 21. Right now, here's the deal. I practice what I preach and preach what I practice. I can pull up testimonials of people that I've met in bathrooms. Why? Because if I'm at a conference and I'm sitting there washing my hands and you're next to me drying your hands, I'm going to lean over to you and say, hey, man, you having a good show? Yeah. What do you do? I do XYZ. What do you do? Now I'm literally still in the bathroom drying my hands, but I've got this person engaged in the conversation. And I've acquired clients. I've acquired clients on airplanes, in airports, standing in line, going on the on-ramp.
So let me ask you this, Charlie. You seem to have this natural way about you that's very attractive to people. It's disarming. They feel like you're sincere, and you are sincere. I feel like you're sincere. I don't feel like you've ever been insincere with me, and we've done business together. I've never felt that way at all. What if somebody just doesn't feel like they're that kind of outgoing, extroverted person? What advice would you give to them?
It's not a matter of being an outgoing, extroverted person. The matter is people don't know what to say, right? People don't know what to say. That's why having someone to come in and an actor read for a movie role, right? And they show up and you say, okay, start talking or start acting. Well, don't I have a script? Well, okay, here's your script. Well, now if you give them a script, right, they can take their experience, right, of being an actor, put it into that script and come across with truth, authenticity, and proof because they're actors.
Yeah, right.
Now, what I'm saying to everybody is I'm not telling you to be an actor. I'm just telling you to create a power presentation. Who are you? What do you do? What problem do you help me solve? Figure out how to say that in 10 seconds or less. Now, is it easy? No, that's what people hire me to do. They actually bring me into their companies to help them write their power presentations, write their phone scripts when someone picks up the phone, work with their sales teams, right? So you're presenting on purpose.
Right.
So it's the art of presentation, but we only have a short time here. What I'm trying to impress upon everybody is master the art of the introduction. Hi, my name is. Don't be afraid to shake a hand. Now everyone's going, oh, it's COVID. I don't shake. Okay, great. Then don't shake hands. Then smile, right? Even through the masks, people can see your eyes and can tell, right? It's energy. If you're online, it's the same thing. You're chatting. What do? Oh, I'm a doctor, or I'm a dentist, right? What do you do, Scott? Well, I empower entrepreneurs, sales professionals, and business owners like you to shorten your sales cycle and increase revenue. Or I help you recruit, train, and retain, right, people into your company. I help you recruit the right person the first time, train them and onboard them so that they know exactly the company's mindset and missions. And ultimately, I help you retain people because you're always keeping them up to speed, involved in the company. They become your best cheerleaders and you decrease turnover to put bottom line revenue. That's really the key. And what happens is when you start connecting with people, all of a sudden, things just take on a life of its own because that's the objective. And we can't lose the art of human connection, whether it's technology that may get in our way, right? Or COVID that might get in our way. We can't lose the art of human connection. And if we do have to do it online or do have to do it in a Zoom, right? We're doing it right now. Somebody's right. Listening to me and going, wow, that's making sense. How do I do that? And then right. After you do that, and after you get somebody to that meeting, right, or on that Zoom, if you can't acquire them as a client after that Zoom, which sometimes it takes 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, right? To close somebody, depending on the price of your product and the intricacies of it or the complexities of it. Sometimes it takes 6 or 7 times. Then how do you stay top of mind?
Right. Well, Charlie, let me ask you this. I know you've put some of your ideas in your book. Tell me about that. We'll put the link for that on the show notes.
Yeah. So I wrote a book called Expose and Close. And what happened, because I was around so many speakers, right, and trainers like yourself, and I was working with people like Les Brown and Tony Robbins, you know, I was at an event serving one of my clients that just launched an online training platform. I was in Miami. This was in 2017. And through the stage door walked in Les Brown. And I said, hey, Les. He goes, hey, man, what's going on? I said, hey, how you doing? He said, you're speaking here? I said, no, Les, you know, I don't speak. I said, I'm, you know, representing my client. I help people, you know, get onboarded through this training platform with Lightspeed VT. And he's launching his online training and I'm training his salespeople while I'm here. Well, he drilled me. He's like, you need to start speaking and you need to start doing this and you need to start doing that. Long story short, he inspired me to speak. Get speaking. I don't know if you can see that, but
there. Oh, yeah. That's great.
So I started getting asked to speak at some, you know, small sales events. And then one young man came up to me and he said, how did you get Les Brown? How did you get Tony Robbins? How do you acquire all these high level people? And I said to him, I just expose and close. And he said, oh, so you have like an expose and close marketing system or sales system. And I looked and, you know, heard God talking to me and I'm like, yes, I do. So in 2017, I finished the book. I started speaking. I've done some of my own events. And then I've also used some various tools to stay top of mind. And I've actually created some of my own tools now or own tool that I use to prospect people and stay top of mind with people as well. So I'm all about the art of that introduction, taking advantage of those organic opportunities that are right in front of you. And then once you start to build those relationships, how do you keep that, you know, that top of mind awareness going where you're constantly, you know, communicating with people, whether or not they're a client, right? Because sometimes it's just an email or sending them a card. You know, I've sent people pizzas as a way to stay top of mind and they don't forget me. So
that's great, Charlie.
Those are all things I do to, you know, to stay in touch and stay top of mind.
Well, before we wrap up here with the 3 action steps, what are some other offerings that you have that you want people to know about? And we can put those links on the show notes as well.
Well, in 2017, somebody approached me with a digital card and they said, hey, man, business cards are, you know, are going nowhere. But long story short, he approached me. I thought it was cool, but it wasn't for me. And then I had used a lot of other different products and found that something was missing. I wanted a product that would help me brand, position, and differentiate myself at the first point of contact. Mm-hmm. So I put together a product that I call OneTap Connect. And OneTap Connect is exactly what we're talking about. How do you present and position yourself at the first point of contact? How do you brand, position, differentiate yourself at hello? So OneTap Connect comes with a chipped card. And if you have a, you know, an iPhone 10 Plus, a newer Android, you actually would take this card, tap somebody's phone, they click, and up pops. I don't know if you could see that. Is that good?
Yep. And I'll put an image of that in the show notes also. We'll have a link to that as well.
Up pops their mini website, right? It's not a digital card. It's a mini website. It's their own mobile app, essentially. So for this particular gentleman that I just met, he happens to be one of my newer clients, right? His name is Drew at Merlin Law Group, but this is his mobile app. It's been designed to help him brand position, differentiate himself. It's all about full transparency. So right there, you can see, Scott, that is his LinkedIn, his email, right? Everything that you need to know about Merlin Law is right there. You with me?
I am.
If you scroll down, I can add his information to my contacts. And people are probably seeing this backwards here on the screen. If that's the case, I apologize. But there's testimonials, right? Everything about the law group. So what we've done is we've created something where people could immediately connect, right? Convey your marketing message. And then literally, this sits in their phone as an app.
Oh, that's great.
So you're never without it. And then when you click on this, there's also a little connect button here. So when this shows up on somebody's phone, right, because you're going to tap their phone and boom, up it pops. They're going to send you a text. Now your picture pops up in their text feed on their phone. So they always have access to your card. So what did this do? It helped you brand. It helps you position. It helps you differentiate. Everything I teach and preach, how do you present yourself in a way that's unforgettable? This does it. Positions you the only logical choice.
And we'll definitely put that on the show notes, Charlie. We'll put that
link on. I'm very excited about them. I've been using it. I've been using a digital card and then really took it to the next level and really put it around the whole process that I used. And that product's called OneTap Connect. It's onetapconnect.com.
That's great. And tell me then, what are three action steps? We'll kind of bring it to close here. What are three action steps people can take to get started on some of the ideas that you want them to know about?
Yeah, I put together your power presentation, right?
Okay.
I mean, I hate using the word elevator pitch, but mm-hmm. It's a presentation, right? You don't want to pitch anybody. You want to come from a position of truth, authenticity, and proof. And when people know you're coming from a place of good intention, right, there's energy. People know when you're full of it. That's number one.
Yep.
Number two, you need to stay top of mind with people, right? So whether it's you sending them a personal note, a card, a pizza, donuts, using the OneTap Connect product that I just suggested, or anything for that matter that's going to give you an edge. How do you educate your clients? Mm-hmm. You know, were you just on a podcast? And can you send that out to say, hey, I was just on a podcast with Scott Love, right? Take a listen. So anything that will educate your clients and build to your truth, authenticity, and proof is key. And then make it a point to connect with 5 people a day, right? You can connect by text. You can connect by Instagram. You can connect by Facebook, right? Even with COVID, you're still out. You're still going to church, right? That guy that you might've ignored that walked by you, make eye contact, smile, and mm-hmm. say, hey, my name is, right? 5 people a day, even if you take 2 days a week off, we did the math, right? That's 25 people a week times 52 weeks. Actually, I did that math wrong.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, 25 people a week.
Right.
Right. That's right. Even with the numbers that we worked, that's right?
Significant.
Do it with the numbers that we worked and you're increasing your revenue if you're a high ticket. But if you're talking to 5 people a day,
yeah,
right, that's 25 people a week times 52 weeks. That's 1,300 potential prospects.
Absolutely right. That's a good view right there.
Yeah. What if you only got 5% of that?
Yeah.
What if you only got 10% of that? It's 130 new clients. So that's the key, right? Make it a point. One, your power presentation. Two, after you've done your power presentation, how do you stay top of mind with those people? Right. And put them into your tribe and your communication portals. And three, what was the third one? I digressed.
5 people a day.
5 people a day.
That's it.
Right. I have some timer. Sometimes I remember and sometimes I don't.
Yeah. So Charlie, you're great.
5 people a day, but I never forget to do that. And it just becomes in you. And if you know what to say, you're not going to be hesitant. You're going to be confident, right? And once you become confident, you're a pro. Every single person that's listening to this podcast is a consummate pro. You don't have to fake anything because you know what you do and who you are. It's just about putting a little structure into it, helping people connect the dots. And then all of a sudden you're going to say, man, I just acquired a new client this week. I just acquired two. I just had a great month. And then you start to get the referrals and it takes on a life of its own.
Well, Charlie Chinna, you're fantastic. You've got great ideas. Thank you for giving us the time that you had with us and your expertise. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure, Scott. Thank you. Great to see you, man.
Thank you for listening to the Rainmaking Podcast. For more information about our recruiting services for international law firms, visit our website at attorneysearchgroup.com. To inquire about having Scott speak at your next convention, conference, sales meeting, or executive retreat, visit therainmakingpodcast.com.